And today, as we know, is the 11th of November. And at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, we do stop to remember those who gave their lives and made the ultimate sacrifice in the theatre of war. And Matt McLaughlin, renowned Australian war historian, joins us. Matt, thanks for your time this morning.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Unfortunately, quite a few people don't know the full story of Remembrance Day. Why is it important to commemorate Remembrance Day?
Well, Remembrance Day marks the end of the First World War. At 11 a.m. on November 11, 1918, the guns fell silent, and the First World War, which to that time was the most destructive war we'd ever seen, came to an end. And so the day became a day that we would stop and remember the First World War in future years, but it's expanded since then to encompass all wars. So in Australia and other parts of the world, Remembrance Day is actually the most common day to stop and remember war dead. But of course, here in Australia, we also have Anzac Day to remember our war dead. So Remembrance Day becomes really a second opportunity to stop and just think about service and sacrifice.
And around the country, obviously, there's been poppy sales. And what are some of the options for people to contribute and to buy a poppy this Remembrance Day?
Well, certainly check with your local council and your local community, because there are some small services taking place in a socially distanced kind of way. So there is a small opportunity to go out and pay your respects in person if that's something that's happening in your community. But if not, then certainly tune in to the main Remembrance Day service, which is being held at the War Memorial in Canberra. That's being broadcast on TV and radio. And also the RSL is doing a virtual poppy drive where they're encouraging everyone just to stop for 1 minute and have 1 minute silence at 11 a.m. And so, again, there's a number of services you can see online or on the TV or listen to on the radio. But the important thing is that everyone stops at 11 a.m. and pauses and just thinks about what it means to give your life in the name of your country.
Speaking with Australian war historian Matt McLaughlin this morning about the importance and the traditions behind Remembrance Day. And Matt, I understand that you do have a new book coming out regarding the First World War.
Yeah, this is really exciting. I'm really proud that we've been able to bring this out. It's about the evacuation of Gallipoli, which is timely as well today, because the big storms that hit Gallipoli in November 1915 really spelt the beginning of the end of the Gallipoli campaign. So we've got this new book coming out called The Gallipoli Evacuation. It's been written by Peter Hart, who's a wonderful historian, and it tells just this gripping story of the Allies trying to get away from Gallipoli under the noses of the Turks, and the self-firing rifles and the incredible ruse that they put on to basically sneak away under the noses of the Turks. And it was incredibly successful. It was the most successful part of the entire campaign. No one was killed during the evacuation. It was absolutely extraordinary. And we got more than 100,000 men away from Gallipoli. So just an amazing chapter of the Gallipoli story we don't know enough about. So I'm really excited that we've got this new book called The Gallipoli Evacuation that tells that story.
And where can people get their hands on a copy?
Easiest way is just to jump online. In these COVID times, I'm not sure what bookshops are open, etc. So if they just jump online and search for Gallipoli Evacuation book, they'll find it straight away. And certainly worth getting your hands on.
Certainly is, at this time of year in particular. Matt McLaughlin, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.